CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live. It's Friday. Hooray. End of the week. You made it this far, and hopefully you are having an excellent, excellent start to your weekend. Well, the weekend. That should be enough to put a smile on your face, right? Ah, yes. You've worked hard for this, so take it. Take it with both hands. All right, a couple of things you got to get to straight up on the first few minutes of the show. Let's get cracking. We got a couple of voice notes here from some people who were listening to the show yesterday and have a few things to say, so let's go and hop straight into those. All right, you ready? Are you ready? That's good. Is that not... Hey, kids, are you ready? Something like that. It's like a kids' TV show, isn't it? I can't remember where it comes from, but it's like hitting some kind of reminder in my head. Okay, let's take a look.
Good morning, Gareth. Beth here, and just catching up on Thursday morning show, and you saying that you're fed up of doing it. And I just wanted to let you know that, yeah, maybe you are the bad ingredient, because I know you don't want all these messages telling you how wonderful you are. And, yeah, it's true. You're not all that wonderful all the time. And maybe you should stop doing the show. Do whatever makes you happy.
Thank you. I will. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you. I will.
So, playing here. Oh, wow. Great choice of music immediately after today's banning platform. In fact, during the show, I kept on thinking that, because I'm listening via the app, I kept on thinking immediately after this, the banning platform, you should actually play Alicia Keys' hit, New York. And then you went and played Alicia Keys' We Are Here. And I'm like, okay, this is actually even more appropriate than the New York kid that I was thinking about. Good job to whoever chose the music immediately after today's banning platform. Happy Thursday, everyone. Shop, shop.
I wish we like spent more than 2 seconds thinking about what song will come up next, but we really don't. It's like we just at random hit play and then go for it. So... Don't attach too much importance to whatever music we play. It's really just it's a filler, I promise you. And we play so little music on Cliff Central now. Funny thing is, I still get emails from people like, you know, here, we've got a song. Can you please play our song? Then we have to reply to them and say, actually, we don't even play music, really. It's like a filler. We don't announce it. We don't say anything about it. So, I wonder if it makes any difference to people besides to Pihleng, but there we go. All right, so two pretty substantial messages so far. We're on a roll. Let's keep going.
Hi, Gareth. So on the topic of load shedding burnout, like, please, just, you are annoying and we are tired of you and you need to go away. Like, seriously, just give the younger ones space to take the stage, because I think it's about time. No, I'm joking. So I've been listening for about 2 years, and
I'm not.
Your podcast has actually helped me through one of the worst times in my life. But yeah, you don't need to know that. But anyway, I would just like to say, you know what, if you need to take a change in direction, one thing I've learned in life is do it. You are going to regret it. Don't stay stuck. It's so good to go out of your comfort zone. Well, anyway, I see this voice note is becoming too long, so I'm going to end it now. But have a lovely day, and thank you for all the amazing work you do. And, yeah, bye then.
Very good. Well, I was talking to my business partner yesterday, and I'm going to be taking off a little bit of time in October. So get ready for that. That's going to happen anyway. So thank you. Yes, and you know what? I'm not going to apologize for being grumpy yesterday, because the fact is, we all get grumpy, so it happens from time to time. Luckily, it doesn't stay very long with me. I think the longest I've ever stayed irritated or angry with someone is probably like 20 minutes. So I'm not even a good person to fight with, because I won't even give you the joy of like winning an argument against me or losing an argument against me, because it doesn't even last that long. After about 15, 20 minutes of being cross or grumpy or whatever, it's usually gone. So, that tends to help. That makes it a whole lot better. Let's see. Since we're doing the voice notes, let's keep going. I mean, it's also it's nice to hear people's voices. I've mentioned this before on the show. It's all good and well for us to get messages, and you know, I love reading the messages live on the show, and it's always good and welcome, and love hearing about it. But if you can send us a voice note, it's nice because then we also hear what you sound like. Tone has got a lot to do with it, which is why if someone listens to the show, they're unlikely to get nearly as upset as if they see a tweet about something we said on the show. You know, it makes sense, because people tend to read their own tone into things. Oh, he's being sarcastic, when you can hear in a voice that maybe someone isn't being sarcastic. Anyway, I'll talk a little bit in a moment about what's been going on with me and why I think I was grumpy yesterday, but I won't go into too much detail. Suffice it to say, it's not that interesting. But nonetheless, here's some more voice notes.
Hey, Gareth and team, Stefan here from Cape Town. Just want to thank you so much for your episode of Blind History. Captain Cook found it amazing. For everyone out there, give it a listen, like and subscribe. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Awesome. All right, so that's Captain Cook.
Hello, Gareth. I'm one of the older fans of your podcast. And as a grumpy old 73 years old, none of you irritate me, not one. You're all great. Love you all. Even Damon, was ridiculously entertaining, and we should bring him back. He was great. Yeah, my name is Barry Jackson, and I'm a self-employed artist. I want to refer to the conversation you had with Gord about heraldry and family crests and things like that. Take a look at my family crest. I sent you an image. Some years ago, my older brother Nigel Jackson, now passed, compiled a family tree going back both sides to the early 1900s when we immigrated from Scotland and integrated with the Afrikaans people, and now I'm partly Scots, partly Afrikaans, and all South African.
Nice.
While researching this, he came up with the idea to do a family crest. So he approached me, as I have a graphic design background, and this is what we came up with. I think it works quite well. So if you want a family crest, then ask your grannies and grandpas for some family history. Put one together. It's not as hard as you think. And they look great on your personal letterhead. Bye.
All right, very nice. I just have to hasten to add here, because I have I've studied genealogy and heraldry at the South African Bureau of Heraldry, and I've worked with the South African Herald, who's a guy called Themba Mabaso. And you need to know that although you can make up your own one, it doesn't count if you do. So here's the Jackson one that he just told us about now. But he's made that up. I mean, there's like the Scottish thistle, there's this South African protea, there's a little bit of, I suppose, engineering stuff there, which is very Scottish too, and then two springboks in the front. But that's not an actual coat of arms. You need to have it registered, and it then is, it's kind of like a signature once you do it properly. So you can't just make yours up, as much as I like that one. So thank you very much for that one, Barry. I like it. It's very creative and brilliant, but it isn't really a coat of arms, and you can't use it as a letterhead legally. You can use it as a design element. You can use it as something pretty, but it's not actually your coat of arms, which you need to have registered with the Bureau. The fact is that once you have that, that coat of arms is representative of you. And there's no such thing as a family coat of arms. A coat of arms is an individual thing. So just purely as a matter of like being correct about this, you have to register your arms. You can certainly register something like that, but that thing doesn't follow any rules of heraldry. So it would probably be better that you check it out and do it properly. Anyway, nice idea. So yesterday, I had quite a lot to do during the day, and I squeezed as much as I could in. I was having trouble. I mean, I've been sick for a week and a half, which you know about, which is boring, but it just wouldn't go away. And I started to have you know, those kind of visual issues that you have with migraines. When you start getting a migraine, they call it the aura. It's like where you have very patchy vision and you can't see properly and everything's a bit blurry and, you know, the lights are all very bright and all that kind of thing. And it was pretty much for the whole day yesterday and the day before, which did not help my mood at all, because I thought, oh my God, I'm definitely going blind, or this is absolutely 100% guaranteed going to be like brain cancer and I'm going to be finished, which it isn't. I mean, I haven't checked it out, but I'm pretty sure it isn't. Feeling much better this morning. Fact is, though, when something like that happens and you are debilitated in some way, because I honestly couldn't see properly. When I felt like that, I was just like, ugh, let's get rid of this. It's just something. We've got to be able to take some sort of pill to get rid of this, which obviously you can't do. And all of that combined with just not getting better quickly enough, which is very annoying. And the load shedding and everything else was like, why are we putting up with this crap? We should be in the best time of the year. And I kind of took it out yesterday on Pumi a little bit, but I took it out on you as well, which I apologize for. So I'm over it now. Better. Feeling better about things. Hopefully lots of good shit coming. And it's Friday, so I've got the whole weekend to get over things. And maybe by Monday I'll be absolutely fine again. We can only hope. All right, so that's what we've got. I see again this morning there's a little bit of load shedding that's kicked in exactly at the right time. So it's pretty much been 5 days this week that we've had the show load shed, which is, it is annoying because it means that we have, you know, connection issues. It means that the show doesn't work properly, which is all very, very frustrating and annoying. But I'm going to try and get over that and not let it bother me. So, we've got Skulk Besaidenhout coming on this morning, who is extremely funny and very, very clever and very, very funny and interesting in, you know, comedy sense, and also in a sense that this guy is, he's so busy. I mean, I see Skulk is doing TV shows, he's doing stand-up, he's doing everything that you can possibly do right now, and works damned hard. So always good to have him on. We'll also be joined by Ben in a short while, Ben Karpinski, who will be joining us a little bit later on. Carlos says, gee, I often get the vision symptoms this time of year, even went for an MRI 2 years ago. It's seasonal allergies and sinusitis. Oof. Really? Purify your air and use a saline rinse. If that's it, then wow. You're telling me that sinusitis and allergies can affect your vision? Damn, if that's true, then I'm very, very worried. Are you going through menopause, Gareth? I don't think so, but I'll be sure to let you know if there's any other change in behavior. And then somebody said that that hi, kids thing that I was doing earlier is from, what, SpongeBob? Are you ready, kids? Aye, aye, Captain. That's where it comes from. So I thought that was, it sounded familiar. There we go. Gladiators, are you ready, says Steph. Now, that's always a good greeting, first thing in the morning. Gladiators. Do you remember that show? They used to have MTN Gladiators where they'd have these people. They were wearing, like, cushioned arm pads and cushioned leg pads. And I mean, they were dressed like they were going to be beaten up with actual difficult-to-face weapons. But actually, it was just these sticks with more cushioning on them. And that was MTN Gladiators, and they'd beat each other up. But it was never really, I mean, no one ever got hurt, so it was boring. I remember that show, and we used to watch it. I suppose there was nothing else on in those days, so people used to watch whatever was on. You know, that's something that kids today are not going to have to ever think about. If you turn on the TV and there's nothing on, you just switch a couple of channels, or you download something, or you go onto YouTube, and you will find everything. You don't have to sit there and watch MTN Gladiators. Ugh. Can you imagine? Congo Chris says, if you do your coat of arms with the Master Herald at Edinburgh, they send you a gold and silver leafed parchment version. Definitely worth it. Well, you're talking about the Lord Lyon, Lyon. That's the guy's actual name. And he is he's the Chief Herald of Scotland. And yeah, he sends you a proper, like, parchment. It's a scroll. And it costs you a fortune. I think it cost something like £5,000 or £6,000 the last time I checked it out. But yes, you can have that done. or you can have it by done by the College of Arms in London, which is about the same. And, you know, it has actual seals on it in wax. And, I mean, it's a nice thing to have. But certainly it proves that you are entitled to those arms. And you can use them then as a signature. So if, for example, you have a signet ring made or you have a letterhead made or anything else, that counts as your signature. You don't have to sign as well. It's a legal document then. All right. Very, very interesting. Steve says he's got no water this morning. Oh, great. Oh, that's lovely. That's really good. How fantastic. What inverter do you have? That's the question people ask each other now. It's not like what car do you drive or where do you live or, you know, what sort of, what size property do you have? Do you have borehole water? No, no, no. These days it's like, what inverter do you have? That's how you know you're special. Understandable, Gareth. I went to bed in LS and woke up to LS load shedding. That's Moonchild. Yeah, it's very annoying. It's really terrible. Skulk looks like Borat, says Onkopotse. Carl wants to know, am I still retiring? Oh, yeah, that's going to happen sooner than you think. But just wait and see. I'm not going to threaten you with it. Lisa says, the doc showed me a graph showing the spike for infections this winter compared to previous years. Our immune systems are all weakened and we're in lockdown. And now that we're back to normal, we can't fight off infection. Well, that's exactly what was told to me by the doctor I went to see last Saturday. Because I had this flu and I wasn't getting over it. And I was coughing and coughing and coughing and I thought, oh, it's going to my lungs. So I thought, let me go and get an antibiotic and get this sorted. And the doctor said to me, people are really struggling at the moment. They get sick and the problem is they're not getting better quickly. So stuff sticks around for longer. And therefore, I suppose this is exactly what could have been predicted, and many doctors did predict it, when we were sanitizing and social distancing and masking and all of that stuff that was supposed to, you know, slow the curve and make us make us safe from COVID. And now all of that stuff is hitting us extra hard because we have no immune systems. I also got flu this morning. I also got flu, so irritating, says Uncle Potse. B says, I was just in hospital with meningitis. Jesus, that is awful. Only discovered with a lumbar puncture. Don't ignore a headache if it persists. Oof. Well, I remember when I was a kid, I had tick bite fever. Grew up on a farm, so we had lots of ticks running around in the veld, and you would inevitably pick one of these things up, and the dogs had ticks on them all the time, and it was just, you know, it was part of living in the country. So I remember having these unbelievable headaches from tick bite fever, and that's really all I could compare it to. And I kept thinking, maybe it's that, although, I mean, I haven't been anywhere where there'd be ticks for a long time, but it's something to think about. Now, when you mention meningitis, that must be absolutely horrendous, B. Jesus. Glad you got out. Okay, so thanks, Fauci, you tap it, says Derek Barker. Yeah, Fauci. Fauci, who, by the way, has just resigned now because he knows that the Republicans will come after him after the midterm elections when they have the majority in the House, and they will hold him responsible for all those terrible decisions. We need to hold people responsible for all these terrible decisions that have been taken during lockdown. We need to actually hold their noses to the grindstone now and say to them, okay, you guys made these decisions. Account for yourselves. And if you cannot account for yourselves and the evidence that you bring doesn't show that you made the best possible decision based on the information you had and doesn't exonerate you from looking like the power-hungry crazy that you were, and I'm talking about Dr. Fauci, I'm talking about Aaron Motsoaledi, I'm talking about Zweli Mkhize, I'm talking about Cyril Ramaphosa, frankly. All of these people need to be held to account. And by the way, speaking of Cyril, I don't know if you saw my friend Rob Hursov has been trending virally. I mentioned this to Pumi yesterday, attacking the ANC and saying that now is the time for people, good people in the ANC, to actually stand up for themselves and to stand up against the ANC and resign their posts in the ANC. Well, I don't think anyone's going to do it because between them, if you took every member of the ANC and you lined them all up, you would not find more than three out of the, I don't know, 6,000 people who are registered members of the ANC, 600,000 people, I can't remember what the number is, but you wouldn't find more than three who would be ballsy enough to actually stand up and resign. They just don't have any, not between them do they have a single pair of balls. We know that Fikile Mbalula has no balls because he had them removed on the mountain, but the rest, even less. Even less. So I'm not going to hold my breath, but I do appreciate people like Rob Hursov, who's a businessman, who's made a lot of money, whose family has made a lot of money over the years, standing up and saying, actually, guys, we've got to stop this shit. Because there's so many people in business, just go along with this. I don't want to talk too much about politics this morning, but it's been on my mind since I saw the clip yesterday. Lisa says, I've also been really sick for so long. Many people have. Yeah, there's definitely, we're weak. We're weaker than we've ever been. It's kind of terrible. Lovely Lady Nee says, lol, Granite. Granite was one of the MTN gladiators, right? Remember him? There was Granite. There were so many of them. There were about, but Granite's the only one whose name I can actually remember, now that I think about it. But there were about, and they were famous. These were famous people. They were like celebrities for dressing up in padded clothing and like hitting each other with padded sticks. Oh, good news. We've got Rob Hursov confirmed for the burning platform next week, which I'm excited about. Will Skulk Bezadenhout be wearing the jersey his grandmother made him? He'll be out here looking like a skinny Damon Calvary. Damon's name's come up twice this morning. He's obviously in the... By the way, the only reason we can't get Damon on anymore is because his wife has banned him. She's forbid him from being on the show with us. Don't ask me why, but she's just an awful person. What else can I say? I've been diagnosed with bronchitis for the first time in 61 years, says Carol. Oof. See? This is it. Now, everybody's a doctor this morning, but thank you. I appreciate this. Yonda says, Gareth, you're having early signs of sinusitis. I had mine 14 years ago, and my eyes would itch and vision blurred in the evening and early mornings. And within 5 years, it was a yearly irritation in September. Oh, no, I don't want to do this every year in September. There's got to be a way to avoid this. It's really, I mean, I've been like an invalid for 2 weeks. Honestly, last week, I think I started feeling sick on Tuesday, and beside going to the office three times, I've pretty much been at home the whole time doing nothing. I've been at home, either in bed or keeping my backside very quiet for 2 weeks, and I don't like that. I don't like just sitting around for 2 weeks. So if this is going to be a yearly thing, then I'm just going to... I'm just going to hide away. You're going to hear from me for a couple of weeks. My daughter has a persistent cough for months, and she blames the COVID vaccine. Well, I thought about that too, right? Because you know how your mind jumps around things, and I'm like, if I hadn't got that COVID vaccine, I'd probably be fine. Now, I know that doesn't make sense. I know that that doesn't make sense. But that is the different variant. That is the variable which I cannot account for. Because I don't know what was in it. Nobody does. If you think meningitis is bad, you must experience womangitis. Oh, very good. Okay, very, very good. I've just watched Rob. He was brutal. Yeah, I'm looking forward to having him on the burning platform next week. I think he'll be great. Okay, I love Skulk. We buy cars. He does those ads brilliantly. Yes, very nice. Boniso says, you've been saying you need a break. Take some time off and look after yourself. I'm going to. Don't worry. I'm just going to go. I'm going to up and go. And yes, we can trust everybody else who does the show with me. You know, Simpiwe and Mash and Ryan and Leban and Pumi and everybody else. They're all very, very good at doing their jobs. I have complete faith in them to be able to hold things down while I'm away. And I will. I'll be taking some time off. Don't you worry. I don't feel guilty about leaving this show. Not even for a moment. So that's no longer going to be an issue. Sahara was hot. She passed away in her prime. Sahara, she was one of the MTN gladiators. Jeez, people have got good memories. Wow. Was she the one with the blonde hair? I cannot actually remember. And I don't want to sound like I don't give a shit, but I don't give a shit. Good people and the ANC in the same sentence, isn't that an oxymoron? Well... No, because I do think that there are some people who've been trying to help and to make it better from the inside. But they are few and far between, and maybe we must stop pretending they exist. See, the ANC has to become so inhospitable for good people, and good people have to feel so made to feel bad inside the ANC that they just leave themselves. But again, this is pie in the sky. Let's speak to Rob next week on the Burning Platform, and we'll find out from him what he expects to happen and what we can do, what ordinary people like us can do. That would be the way to do it. Does Damon's wife exist the way you speak about her? Oh, yeah, she's a real person. In fact, here, Rusty's talking about her, the elephant in the room. Yeah, that's her. Tabo says, try drops of antihistamine. Interesting. My business partner, Rena, has these eye drops which have an antihistamine in them, and she swears by them. And in fact, I've tried them once or twice, and they do work. Gareth, blame the allergy on a wisteria. Ooh, a wisteria. It's such a beautiful, beautiful flower, though. Don't worry, it doesn't bloom for long. Wisteria's got those beautiful long blue... Are you telling me that's what's causing all this shit in my life? Everybody's got an idea here. This is like an old wives' corner on the show this morning. All right, try oregano. Here we go, DK. Try oregano oil, also Wainwright. All right, look, we're now going into deep into the... What do they call it? Boerenraad. Andy says, I've been told not to go for the booster because I have a heart and clotting issue since COVID. Yeah, don't, if you could possibly help it. Stay away from that shit. It's just not great. Tracy says, two close friends of mine both had a cancer misdiagnosis. Their markers for different types were through the roof, one in Australia, another in South Africa. Both their doctors said the COVID vaccine messes with your lymph and markers. How screwed up is that? Well, again, I don't know. But I'm annoyed that I took the damn thing. That's all. So if I've been sick because of the COVID vaccine, then I'll tell you, but I don't know for a fact. All right, let's get into it. Here's Ben. It is 6:30. Hey, Ben, what's up? CliffCentral.com.